Rosh HaYeshiva, Rosh HaRabbonim. I have only a few sentences, really, brief remarks to make by way of introduction. Rabbi, we are all engaged in Avodas HaKodesh to promote Yiddishkeit and to strengthen Torah in our generation. I don't think it's presumptuous to say that all of us, all who work for Torah, for Chinuch HaKosher, Chinuch Teroni, Zemloi Muvan HaMilo, Ashluchei Drachmona. And, of course, that is a great schus and also tremendous achayis, considering the Mishalach and considering the Shlichus. I trust that everyone here is aware of the responsibility of being a Rav in a Kehila or a Mechanech in a Moisid, which is supposed to educate Yiddish Kinder in the Derech HaTorah. I hope that out of these discussions and the consultations, we will be able to advance our common cause. I'm fully aware of the fact that a Rav today in the modern community faces many problems, difficult problems, I might say thorny problems, with which he has to wrestle. And the answers and the solutions are not simple, they're not easy. But there is a Derech HaTorah for all situations. We just have to search for it sincerely, honestly, and with courage to do things that may not be popular, that the Kehillah will not be happy with. But that is the role of a leader, to lead, not to follow, and not to look for popularity, but to realize that he represents Torah, and therefore it is his role to teach the Kehillah the Derech HaTorah. And with Siyata Dishmayo, we will have a great hashpoy on the Kehillah. A Rav is in a very strategic position, and he can wield a great deal of influence on the Kehillah, provided, of course, that he realizes his mission, his shlichus, and his achrayis to Torah and to Klal Yisrael. I think that a Rav should present himself to the Kehillah not as someone who has majored in Rabbonis. Not someone like a doctor who is versed in medicine. The Rav is versed in Yonei Rabbonis. I think the Rav, in order to have a big hashpoy, a great hashpoy on the Kehillah, should present himself as an Ish Haruach, Muram Min Ha'am, with the full dignity of the Ish Haruach, and the Kloid HaRabbonis, not to look for the for the favor and grace of the Balabatim, but to realize that he represents Torah, and that is by his own personal example, he radiates the Or HaTorah and the Kvod HaTorah. And with this, I think you will have a greater hashpoy on the Kehillah. As far as the many problems that Rabbonim face and the Chanchim face in the day schools, we are aware of some of the problems. I'm sure we'll hear today more about those problems, and with a common discussions and consultations, I think we will be able to advance the cause of prayer, and we will together look for solutions. Ezras Hashem Yisborach, those who really, sincerely, and honestly look for the Derech Hashem, Hashem Yisborach will help us to find the proper approaches. And let us hope that we will be zoched to fulfill our shlichus, the shleimus, and see nachas in our Yiddish kingdom.
I don't usually speak in public in English. You'll still understand yourself why, but in case some might not go fluent in either. Yanke Zichel Rocha used to say, the person gets older, like Tolstoy. Getting older. And the Bukhano Vatsana was in America before the war. So he spoke in Williamsburg, in Agudas Yisrael, in Agudas Yisrael, and he learned Chumash with the Eilam. I can't say that I remember anything that the Mohammedan said during that year, his own. But one thing made an impression, I think, must have affected me too. The Mohammedan said that he can be asked any question that anybody wants to ask, and he will show them where the answer to that question is in Hamisha Chum Shetet. To any problem in life, it isn't another question in learning, any problem in life, any question they want to ask, he will show where in Hamisha Chum Shetera there is the answer to that problem. So, I feel that that's really what the work of a Rav is, the Kali Sword. People come with problems. And all problems have to be answered by Torah. President of Medrash, Rabbanim Tomim, Zonkim and Roshim. But the Medrash says that Yosef HaTzadik was a Ben Torah. How do we know Yosef HaTzadik was a Ben Torah? It says, Shalom Vicho V'yagetcho Shkenecho V'yengulo. What's a father? A father is that the child comes to him with all the problems. So what's a Ben Torah? That he comes to the Torah with his problems. When Yosef HaTzadik had a problem, he solved the Torah, solved his problem. He came to the Torah and the Torah gave him the answer to his problem. That's how we know that Yosef HaTzadik was a Ben Torah. So, there's a question here. What is the function of a large modern synagogue? I thought, what is the function of any synagogue? So, to look for that function, I think, the Ramban says, as an agdome to Truma, what was the function of the Mishkan? So the Ramban says that the function of the Mishkan was that the same way the Shas Matan Torah, the Ganze Klal Yisrael, was surrounded the mountain of Gehelt, Mepi Hashem, that was Benigle. So Benishta, there was the same Madrega in the Mishkan. But the Oron was the center of the Mishkan, and the Ganze Klal Yisrael surrounded the Mishkan, and the Ganze Klal Yisrael was Mekabel the Torah, right? And Eifel of Nishta. On a smaller madrig, as it goes down from generation to generation, that is the work of a synagogue too. That the community surrounds the synagogue, and from the synagogue has to come out Torah. And all their problems and all their questions have to be solved, have to be answered in Torah. Like Bangalain, the Rav has to be a psychologist, and the Rav has to be other things. But psychology, chemical, and that's right now. When the Eid comes in shul, he wants from the Rav to tell him what the Torah says. What is the Torah's answer to all the problems? That's what the Shaili is. The Bochanan was able to say that Yes, we can show in the Torah where the answer is to all the problems. I don't know. So Rav Chaim Tarid was scared of Hazar Rechtel Zogi, that he can say that he knows in how where you find in Chamisha Chum Sitaira the answer to all the problems. But that is what we're all looking for. That is the umdah of a Rav. That's what a Rav has to do. That a Rav has to find the answer in the Torah to the problem. So it says, Shalom Vicha V'yagetcha Skinecha V'yemgolach. It's stated in Targum, Shalom Vicha V'yagetcha meint me the friend the Torah. It was stated, Shalom Vicha, stated the Ravrim V'mcha. It's an elter, Shal Skinecha, it's an elter. So they know more in Torah. Is a vazei, the shailas have to be asked in Taina, Salavicha Vyagetcha Skenecha Vyemulach. All shailas have to be asked in Taina. How do we find out more? What Taina says about all these problems? You don't have a right of work, Salavicha Vyagetcha, the Skenem, the Ravravim, the Raisa, and Azei Weissman, what the answer is, where the Taina gives the answer to all the questions. What the Uvdi is of a Rav in Klal Yisrael, it means the Uvdi of a Rav in Klal Yisrael is the same Uvdi that Moshe Rabbeinu had with the Klal Yisrael. Every Rav is a manik for his kehillah, and he has to do the... says, he was looking at Malbin, the Malbin says, it says, Voyo kasher yorim Moshe's yodai v'gova Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu raised his hand as Megovah Yisrael. So, says the Medrash that it says that it's a lotion osim. It's a Zoyar, it says, was a kasher yorim Moshe Shiyot, the Megovah Yisrael. It says the Megovah is a lotion osim, then the yorim is a lotion osim. So, in the Zoyar it says that all Manigi Yisrael, that when Manigi Yisrael amizgabed themselves, is Megovah Yisrael, so every Eid is on a different Madrig. So these gabrus of the Klal Yisrael, that the Klal Yisrael should be on the bigger madrege, is totally v'gova. Kasher yorim Moshe Shiyodai, if Moshe is made him a Shiyodai, Moshe is misgabur himself. So that shafsha is gabrus on ganze Klal Yisrael. Baba Chayim, when was this Retzach in Gas? In Gas, Retzach heint when Klal Yisrael. The new Klal Yisrael, even so gemach organization, Klal Yisrael. Everybody, Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael. That we wissen, was it Klal Yisrael, and we schaffen Klal Yisrael, we schaffen the Maldus of Klal Yisrael. How do you do it? So the Maldus says, by Yeshimu Heaven Tachter. They must equate him, by Yeshimu Heaven Tachter. What is an heaven? What does an heaven symbolize? What is the symbolization of an heaven? So he says, by Yankel Avinu, that all the 12 of one became one heaven. So heaven symbolizes Ardus Yisrael. And it says in the Prochas, Meshom Roy Heaven Yisrael. So heaven symbolizes, Rashi says, Avu Ben, symbolizes the Ardus of Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu, in order to be Matzliach, in order, Kasher Yoram Moshe Yisrael, needed to shave the Ardus of Klal Yisrael. So what do you have to do in order to shout the Ardus of Klal Yisrael? So it says there that Aaron HaKayin was Teimach Es Yodek from one side, and Chul was Teimach Es Yodek from the other side, and Moshe Rabbeinu was in the middle. So the Malbim says that you need three things for Ardus Yisrael. One way that there is Ardus Yisrael is Oyev Sholem, Oyed of Sholem. Aaron HaKayin's way of being Ma'achad the Klal Yisrael. There's another way of being Ma'achad the Klal Yisrael. He says that when we have Ardus Hashem and everybody believes in Ardus Hashem, that's Ma'achad the Klal Yisrael. We find by Yankel Avinu, and he wanted to be Megala the kids, which for them Tsuginumen. So he thought that there was a song in Ardus Yisrael that maybe the Shvatim are not Mu'achad. So the answer was, they said Shema Yisrael. So if they all believe in Ardus Hashem, is that shaft Ardus Yisrael. So he said that Chul represented that. Chul was Meisa Nefesh afterwards for the Chet HaEgel. So he represented the Mesiras Nefesh for Ardus Hashem. So that was needed to be marked in the Klal Yisrael. Aaron HaKoyen represented the Oyev Sholem and the Reid of Sholem. Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, it says, we say in Davni, Ato Echad, Vesimcha Echad, and Mikamcha Yisrael, Vayechad Vore. So you need, for the Andes of Klal Yisrael, you need the three things. Ato Echad, for symbolize my Chur, he was my Zenefes, for Andes Hashem. Mikamcha Yisrael, Vayechad Vore, for symbolize my Arnate, and Kesimcha, Ato Echad, Vesimcha Echad, the biggest Mekadis Hashem, was Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the Briach HaTichon, and he, so that's our Sardus in Klal Yisrael. When we talk about Sardus in Klal Yisrael, it tells us here, the Malvum tells us how we shall Sardus in Klal Yisrael. The Sardus in Klal Yisrael is to Sardus Hashem, to the belief in Sardus Hashem, also to Oyev Sholem, Oyev Sholem, and have to be Mekadis Hashem, Mekadis Hashem Morabit. I don't know, we all know Aaron HaKohen was Eid of Sholem, Eid of Sholem, and Aaron HaKohen came to Klal Yisrael and his Leiv of Aaron, comes to Klal Yisrael to Arangitog Yom Kippur, the Leiv Aaron. It also says that Aaron HaKohen came to Klal Yisrael on his shoulder. So what's the Indian on the Leiv? We all understand, on the Leiv he kept him on his Leiv. But what's the Indian of keeping him on his shoulders? When do you put somebody on your shoulders? You want to elevate him. You want to raise him up. So that's when you put somebody on your shoulders. So I thought that the significance of putting the Klal Yisrael on the shoulders is to raise the Klal Yisrael, to elevate the Klal Yisrael. That was the meaning of putting him on the shoulders. So that's the meaning of, that's the job of the Lord. That's the hoof of the Lord. To elevate the Klal Yisrael. He has to elevate. He has to carry him on his leiv, and I have shalom, and I have shalom. But he also has to do to elevate him. He has to carry him on the shoulders also. The Kasayonim, Moshe's Yodoy, the Iskaspus, for my Nidei Klal Yisrael, can only be to Limudatay. That's the only way these chaskos can be. Yet the Reina has to be mechazik himself too. There's so many problems. We all know there's so many problems and everybody falls under the problems. But the Eitzeh for his chaskos has to be a certain his chaskos and limadatev. As I state the Chazal, Chazal says, in loy tishmulik, so it titles that, it goes down. We don't know how the titles are down. The only way it starts is Chizukim in Limud HaTorah. And if that's the Uvda, that's the Uvda of Rambanim, the Uvda of Rambanim is to find in Torah the answer to all the questions. So Rambanim must be mechazik themselves in Torah. That's the reason that they'll be able to be mechayim the Chiyuvim. There's a question how we view freedom. To tell you, Lamaise, we all feel that you're on the front. That's him in your synagogue. That's the front. We're on the back of the front. But you're on the front, you're fighting with all the problems, you're on the front. A person on the front sometimes has to make decisions. He can't send back to general headquarters what he should do at this moment. They're shooting. He has to make decisions. So there could be some decision that I made while you're on the front. But if every soldier on the front is going to make decisions, I don't think that the war will be able to be won. So there are some things that have to be decided on the front. That's true. But there's many questions that have to be got. They have to be brought back to general headquarters. Wherever that general headquarters is, but it has to be brought to general headquarters. In order to win a Milchama, Tambula is Tasa Milchama. A Milchama has to be won with strategy. There has to be strategy how to win a Milchama. And the strategy has to be there's many levels, but we have to use all the levels in order to be able to win the Milchama. We should all be Matzliach to win the Milchama. We
is now, I'd like to open up some discussion for general questions now. And Mr. Rebbe will summarize at the end. I'd also like to welcome the Rabbi of the Young Israel of Great Camp, Rabbi Yaakov Lerner, who's the Talmud of the Jewish Temple Conference.
Shiva mentioned that we are often on the front and we have to make decisions. But is there a guideline that we can use when we can consider ourselves, when we're smart and when we can consider ourselves as a place being, as so to speak, a God's Torah for our community, and when we feel that we have to resort to higher authority, to a rabbi, to a shiva, to someone else beyond? When is it reach the point of beyond the scope of the local world to resort to the headquarters?
I would think that in a shaila, that a yochid has sometimes, a yochid has a shaila, and he has to be answered, and he has to be answered immediately. So, well, but if it's a klolis dik a shaila, it's a shaila that's negayah the whole klal, I think such questions shouldn't be brought to us. Should be discussed, I don't say, shouldn't be discussed. Advice should be sought on such a question.